And away we go here with another day of live action radio here on WWGH Radio, Tuesday, January the 7th, 2019, 11 minutes past the hour. And do you notice the last two mornings I have started off the program, for some reason the mic has not kicked in as it should. I don't know what's going on. For a long time, we were able to overcome these mic problems. We had these mic problems, if you've been listening to the show for a while, back in November, and then they kind of cleared up, and we didn't have anything, any problems for any show from November until yesterday. And for some reason now, I'm on a jinx when I come in and start the show in the morning. I get this little no sound in my ears, so I have to hit the button and turn it up a little bit, but that's the way it goes. You just have to deal with those little things. Well, it is Tuesday, January the 7th, 2020. Did I say 2019? I might have. 2020. Can you believe that? I know I'm going to do that. I've always done that since I've been in radio. I don't know why. I can be looking right at the date, and I will still mispronounce the date. It's just one of those things. I think it must be burned into my head that you say the date so often and you say the year so often, and once you say it 365 times, then it's burned into your brain and you don't want to flip the year over. So that must be what's going on, but we'll work through it here on the Now program. Had a lot of fun yesterday on the program. I hope you had a chance to listen to it. We had three big issues on the program yesterday that pretty well carried us through 2 hours. Now, all of these issues, oddly enough, followed me throughout the day yesterday. Now, the first one was, and we started the show with this yesterday, and I'll tell you how this all started, because there are two stories I want to get to this morning that I never got to last week, so stick with me on this. There are these foam rubber cup holders. They're made of foam rubber, and we have one here from Jags that we have not given away. It's a giveaway that we'll do here at the station. It's a foam rubber cup holder. Now, how it all started was I was calling it a foam rubber cup holder. It's basically there to keep your drink cool. And last week, I had talked about this being a foam rubber cup holder, and that's what I called it. Well, over the weekend, I ran into somebody who was telling me, they listen to the show, they like the trivia, so on and so forth. And then, in the middle of the conversation, they said to me, and by the way, that thing you're talking about is called a koozie. C-O-O-Z-I. And I thought, oh, okay, well, that might be right. It might be called a koozie. So yesterday morning, I started the show by telling this story, that this is a koozie, and I'm sorry that I mispronounced it, and, you know, onward and upward, and away we go. Well, during the show then, we had several responses from several people who called in saying that it is not a koozie, that it's a cozy. Now, I remember one person called in and just flat out said, cozy is wrong, you're mispronouncing that. It's actually, our koozie is wrong, you're just mispronouncing it, it's cozy. And then we had somebody call in who said that a koozie is one that's made of foam rubber, like the one we have here, and a cozy is one that's made of yarn. Although I'm not sure how you'd make one of yarn. I really wasn't sure about that. If anybody wants to explain that to me, how would you make something that's going to preserve your drink's coolness with yarn? That kind of was over my head. But the ones made with yarn are cozies, and the ones made with foam rubber are koozies. So we got to that point. And then we had a gentleman called in who said they are absolutely not koozies. That's not even a word. They are cozies. And then Sean called in yesterday and said that he had looked it up on the internet and that there were cozies and koozies. So is anybody, as I continue to have mic problems here, as you can see, does anybody have the definitive answer on this? Is it koozie or is it cozy? And what I have here in the studio, which is foam rubber, it's yellow foam rubber, is that a koozie or a cozy? And more importantly than anything else about the name, does it keep your drink cold? Now, here's why I bring this up again. Here's why I'm going down this rabbit hole again today. Because yesterday, I brought this up at another place I was. I brought this conversation up, you know, cozy versus koozie. And one of the people at that particular place said, it is absolutely a koozie. Didn't you know it's a koozie? It's always been called a koozie. And there was no distinction there between the yarn and the foam rubber. So I really have no idea. Is it a koozie or is it a cozy, or do you just call it whatever you want to call it? And more importantly, does it really keep your drink cold? Because I've never really used one. Now, what I have seen people do is put them in the freezer, and I've actually seen them put the can of pop or whatever beverage of their choice they're using. I've seen them put them in these things. I don't even want to say koozie or cozy at this point. I've seen them put them in these things and then put them in the freezer and get them out when they were ready for them, and the whole thing was already cold. And I thought, well, does that defeat the purpose that the freezer is getting the can of whatever you're drinking cold? So, or is it charging the koozie cozy up? If anybody has any information on this very highly important topic. Now, you got to think about this. We have military things going on in this world. We have political things going on in this world. We have life and death every day in this world. But what are we spending 7 minutes at the top of this program talking about today? It is the real problems in the world, koozie versus cozy. I will go on record here to say that there is probably no other radio show right now on the East Coast broadcasting live, or maybe the West Coast, I might even include the world in this, that is talking about koozie versus cozy. But that's why I am here, to get to the bottom of koozie versus cozy. So if you can help me get to the bottom of that, give me a ring, 740-383-9944. Koozie versus cozy. What an interesting thing. And I think I have the phones working again today. If you listened to the show yesterday, we had an awful mess because, when was it? About a week ago, I had a friend named Taylor who did a tremendous British accent and did it for 5 hours while I was with her. And I think it was the morning of January 30th. I believe it was a week ago Monday. I told this story about how great she was and about how great the accent was, and I told her to call in because she told me she had been she was going to listen that morning. Well, she didn't call in. So that kind of ruined the whole thing. Well, yesterday morning, because I had seen her again, she said, I'm definitely going to be listening on Monday morning. I'm going to have alarms set. Matter of fact, I think she set 3 alarms in her cell phone, and I'm definitely going to be up listening to your program, and I'm definitely going to call in when you talk about the British accent. So, during the 9 o'clock hour yesterday, I start talking about this, and I'm a little nervous because, you know, I've already been bitten once where Taylor did not call in, and I thought, oh man, this is going to go badly again. So I tell the story, and I get to that point, and the phones do not ring. And I think, oh, no. She overslept again. She didn't get up. Maybe the first hour of the program bored her to tears. What's going on here? And then I realized, now see, this is where you get lucky. This went on for like 2 minutes of me saying, I can't believe she slept in again. I can't believe we're not going to hear the British accent. So I look over at the phone box that you have to hit to turn on a caller. Turn on a caller. What a weird thing to say. To bring somebody up on the air. Let's say that. And I noticed that the box was red. And when the box is red, when the red light is on the box, it means that either somebody is on the line or it was not hung up properly the last time. So I thought, oh no, maybe she has tried to call in and she's getting the busy signal. Because if somebody was on the line or it was not hung up properly, you probably would get the busy signal. So I realized that problem was going on. I shut down the box, got the dial tone back on the phone, live on the air, and Taylor called in yesterday and gave us her British accent. Now, it was great because this is the funny thing. Now, here's why this fascinates me. Do you want to know why this fascinates me? Here's why it fascinates me. It fascinates me because, once again, she did what she did when I had been with her 5 hours previous. When she called in yesterday, you never heard her real voice. She spent the whole time talking in the British accent. And I don't know why, but that fascinates me to no end. I think she's got one of the best British accents there is. Now, say all that to say this. After she got off the phone yesterday, we had a gentleman call in who maybe listens to this program regularly, or maybe just happened to be listening to the program yesterday. I have no idea. But he called in almost simultaneously, or as they say in England, simultaneously, after Taylor had hung up, and decided to say her British accent was not good, and he had a better British accent, and he was talking in a British accent. Now, I'm not saying he had a bad British accent. His accent was okay. It just was more, to me, of a Southern British accent, which was kind of like, you know, have you seen Mary Poppins, where everybody's talking in British accents? His accent, to me, seemed a little more like Dick Van Dyke's accent from the original Mary Poppins movie. Which I would consider more of a Cockney accent. Not that his accent was bad. His accent, I thought, was good. But Taylor's, to me, seemed a little more highbrow, high class. You know, like, that would be the accent you'd want to speak in if you were speaking to the Queen, or maybe Meghan Markle, or maybe one of those other royals, Prince Charles. Which, by the way, have you been to the grocery store lately and seen the tabloid that Prince Charles is dying? He's not dying, first of all. And I don't know the royals. I don't know anything about them. I don't follow them. But I know they're always in the tabloids. They are always in the grocery store checkout lines. And this is maybe, quite possibly, one of the most ridiculous stories that I have ever seen. Because, how do you put this? If you haven't seen this in the grocery store checkout, it's got a picture of Prince Charles. Now, Prince Charles, I don't know how old he is, probably late 60s, early 70s at this point, because the Queen's up in her 90s and the Queen's his mother. And he's in the grocery store checkout, and they took a picture of him, obviously in a compromising position. Maybe he was working out, maybe he'd been to the doctor, or maybe he just wasn't feeling well that day. So they take a picture of Prince Charles and they put him on the cover of the tabloids. And if you go to any grocery store or department store today, you'll see this because it's one of the big tabloids. And there's Prince Charles, you know, I can't remember what the headline says, but basically it's Prince Charles is dying. And their evidence for this on the cover, besides this bad picture of Prince Charles, is that they have a picture of his feet. Because apparently when they took this picture, he was not wearing shoes. So they have this picture of his feet also on the cover of the magazine in this little circle. And they say that his feet are so swelled that he can't even wear shoes. Now, first of all, when you're in your 60s and 70s, I know a lot of people's feet who swell. I don't know if Prince Charles has diabetes or any of those things that would cause swelling feet, but I don't think it's a sign that you're going to die. So here we are again with these tabloids doing very weird things. And I don't know why they do them to the royal family. I guess because they sell magazines. The royal family, you know, for as much as we talk about them and say that they really don't matter, they must matter, because if they were not selling magazines, they would not be on the cover. And they're constantly on the cover. So, it's just, has anybody else seen this cover of this magazine with Prince Charles dying? I think it's the silliest thing I've ever seen in my life. Or do you have a comment on the accent war yesterday? That's what I'm going to refer to it now as, the accent war between Taylor and whoever that second caller was who called in. Or do you have a British accent that you think is very good? Do you want to critique the British accent yesterday? Now, I did, again, as I go out during the day, a lot of times I hear about things that went on this program. And I heard from people yesterday who said they thought the accent was really good, and the fact that she was able to stay in character for about the 20 minutes she was on the program was really something else. And I have to agree with that as well. So what do you think of the British accents from yesterday? What do you think the way the tabloids do things? And is it a koozie or a cozy? The thing that goes around your drink that is supposed to keep it cold. What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, the other little bit of business I wanted to tackle from yesterday was also, again, something that I heard about. We had a little conversation about Dr. Phil yesterday on this show. And I know Dr. Phil is very popular. He's got a big-time popular television show still on the air. I think it's been on now for 20 years or something. Are close to it. And I said that I thought Dr. Phil was a quack. Now, I still believe this. Now, here's why I believe this. And I am not a watcher of the show. A matter of fact, I think I could go under oath today and tell you that I have never seen a full episode of the Dr. Phil show. So, this is why I am probably not an expert. But the times I have seen him on other shows, and the clips that I have seen from his shows, he does not seem like, and I don't, is he a therapist? Is he a psychiatrist? Is he a psychologist? I really don't know what he is. But I do know that the way he talks to people on the show, if I were going to go to a therapist or a psychologist or a psychiatrist, that's not how I would want to be talked about or talked to. I think that would make me more of a nervous wreck if I was going to get help. Because I think you go to a therapist or a psychologist or a psychiatrist to get help with your problems because you've already got some problems looming in your life. So why in the world would you want to go to this guy who's yelling at you and telling you it's your problem and he can't do anything about it? You know, that would be a bad person in any profession. Can you imagine, let's say you worked in a restaurant and you were waiting on tables and somebody came in and they said, I want eggs and bacon. And, okay, well, how do you want your eggs? Well, I want my eggs scrambled. Well, nope, we don't do that. That's your problem. Now, see, you're not going to get a tip that way. And you're not going to be a successful server. What you say is, I'll see if I can get the cook to scramble them up. And that makes the person feel better because now they're going to get their scrambled eggs and everything's going to go on well. But see, that's not how Dr. Phil operates. Dr. Phil operates by telling people they're wrong and yelling at them in some form or fashion. Very strange. But a lot of people do like Dr. Phil and watch him every day. So my question is, do people watch Dr. Phil because they think he's helpful? Or do people watch Dr. Phil kind of like they used to watch Jerry Springer because it's a crazy show? Is Dr. Phil an educational program or is it an entertainment program? Do you watch that show to learn something and to help you with your everyday life? Or do you watch that show to see Dr. Phil yell at people? See, I think it must be the latter, that people are watching the show for him to yell at people. Because I think that's what he does every day. And again, I'm not an expert on this because I couldn't even tell you the last time that I have seen an episode of the Dr. Phil show. So maybe he's not a yeller anymore. Maybe I'm just catching the wrong clips when he is yelling at people. So, does anybody have an opinion on that? Is anybody an avid Dr. Phil watcher who can fill me in on how he treats his people on his program? Or what do you think? Do you think he's a on-the-level doctor, or do you think he's a quack, as I said yesterday? That's kind of a funny word, quack. Why do we call doctors who we think are not doing well quacks? I mean, a quack is the sound a duck makes. I don't. Why, does anybody know why we call them quacks when we think that they're not on the level? Anyway, phone lines are open as far as I know. I don't think the phones are broken this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 30 minutes past the hour. Now we've apparently done yesterday's show again. So we have now done Koozie versus Cozy again. We have now done, is Dr. Phil nuts or is he not nuts again? And we have now done the British accent conversation again. And again, I do want to thank Taylor for calling in yesterday and doing that because she is not a radio person. And sometimes that takes a lot of guts to call in, especially to do an accent like that. So I thank her immensely for doing that. But the phone lines are open here if you want to comment on any of those things. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We are open for business this morning and would love to hear your opinion on any of these things. Now, there were some stories yesterday that I said I was going to get to that we just ran out of time. And I didn't have time to get to because of all the other things that were going on. Now, here are the stories. I think I said I would talk about the pizza story. Okay, here's the pizza story. And I may have told this before on the air, but if I did, it's been a while ago, so suffer through it with me for a minute. There's actually a reason that I'm telling this story. Now, I go to bed fairly early to do this show. Not terribly early, but I go to bed before midnight to get up and do this program. Okay, this was probably, I'm thinking it was back in the summer or maybe spring of last year. So it was a Sunday night. I remember it was a Sunday because you always have trouble sleeping on Sunday. I'm getting a call here, so we'll come back to this in a moment. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Good morning.
How are you?
How you doing?
Running a little bit behind this morning, but I'm doing all right. How about you?
Well, I'm doing okay, but, I'm still stuck on the conversations from yesterday. Koozie versus Cozy. Is a British accent a good thing? Is Dr. Phil nuts? We're still covering that territory.
Still, Dr. Phil.
Yes.
I decided what I'm going to do this year for my New Year's resolution. You know, so, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, they want to lose the weight, but guess what? I'm going to change mine up a little bit, and guess what I'm going to start doing?
What's that?
I am going to, get this, fasten your seatbelt. I am going to be the next Tiger Woods. I am going to start golfing.
You're going to be the next Tiger Woods.
Yes. I am going to golf. And I'm going to be the next Tiger Woods.
So weight loss out the window. You're now going to be an expert doctor.
Tiger Woods, golfer.
Oh, a golfer, not a doctor.
Yeah.
I must have Dr. Tiger Phil on the brain.
Yeah, I that's what I do. I don't think Tiger Woods was a doctor, but you never know. Maybe he got a doctor too. I don't know.
But are you sure you want to be Tiger Woods? Didn't he get in trouble like about 10 years ago? Didn't he have a lot of affairs and his wife beat him up with a putting wedge or something?
No, he's a good golfer. He's back into his routine.
He's a good golfer, but I mean, did I dream up that story? Didn't that happen? Didn't he have affairs?
He went through a divorce. Yes.
Well, did he get a divorce?
He's not the only he's not the only person in the world got a divorce and had a rough divorce and all that.
Well, but well, that wasn't the interesting part of that story to me. It wasn't the fact that he gets a divorce, because people get a divorce every day. It was the part that he had. We found out that this nice, clean-cut guy had had an affair with like 100 women, and his wife found out. And instead of, you know, getting angry and writing a letter or just leaving, she went and took one of his putting wedges, and she went out and just beat the tar out of him in the woods, black and blue.
No.
No, that's... Listen, you look that up. Look that story up.
I don't think it was out in the woods, but yes, it was one night. It was cold. No, it wasn't really cold because it was in California. I think it was in California, I think. But it was a night that I think he hit a tree or something too on his vehicle, and it was a different story, but. I'm sure there was, you know, there was some alcohol in between, you know, involved somewhere down the line.
Well, yeah, but didn't it have to do with the fact that he had had an affair with a lot of women?
Yeah, I don't know how many, but yeah, it was quite a few, yeah.
And right under the wife's nose.
Right, yeah, basically.
But it seems to me that she worked him over. Now, somebody's going to have to check that out for me, but I believe that she actually did work him over with, like, a golf club. Because I remember thinking, that's the strangest story in the world, but it was in the news for days. That's when he had all his problems, because he was this great golfer, and then all of a sudden he had this thing where he got the tar beat out of him, and then he wasn't a good golfer for a while.
He could have. I don't know. I don't know that story. I mean, he could have got his post, he could have got beat up by his wife, but I don't know. But I know for a while his head wasn't in the game, so that's why he stopped, and he did lose a lot of sponsors and stuff, you know, for a while. And
well, it's hard for your head to it's hard for your head to be in the game when a putting wedge is crossed over the top of your head.
I guess. I'm talking about, you know, being, you know, it's just a word of speaking, be the next Tiger Woods, you know what I mean, because he's good and he won a lot of championships, you know what I mean? That's what all it was. It was a word of speaking. Of course, I can't ever be Tiger Woods.
Well, you know what you should say, because Tiger Woods has a little bit of scandal to him, what you should say, because we're here in Ohio, is you want to be the next Jack Nicklaus.
I know that's where you were going.
I mean, wouldn't that be a better thing to say than Tiger Woods?
You know, I don't know. I like Tiger Woods better than Jack Nicklaus, so...
I'm just saying, Tiger Woods had a big scandal in the middle of his career. I mean, I'm glad he's come out of it. I think that's great that he's recovered and he's now back golfing and winning things again. That's a tremendous thing, but I do remember that his wife did not take kindly to him doing some things.
I'm sure there was some bad things over the years. I mean, I guess that's celebrity life, I guess. I don't know.
So basically the weight loss is out the window and now we're on to golfing. And by the end of this year, you're going to be an expert golfer just like Tiger Woods.
That's my goal. That's my new resolution. I want to just change up a little bit and become a golfer.
And by the end of the year, if you're lucky, somebody will get ticked off at you and they'll hit you in the head with a golf club.
Well, I hope not. I hope by that point I'll be good and my handicap will be really, really low. And I've been studying the lingo of the golfers because I want to get out there and I want to be with the pro-time golfers.
Now, what lingo have you learned?
I mean, there's like different lingos that you have to, you know when you're on a golf course. I don't know all of them, but I just know, you know, certain, you know, the pars, you gotta know the pars, you know, you gotta know, of course, you gotta know where you're at, and when is your turn, and the lead, you know what I mean, you just gotta pay attention when you're on the golf course.
Well, we'll try to keep an eye on your progress with this one, and see how it goes as the year progresses.
It won't start until spring, because, you know, you can't play golf in the wintertime. Unless you play indoor golf.
I don't know. There's a lot of people. If there's not snow on the ground, they're out there hitting the ball around.
I don't know too many people that play in the wintertime, but yeah, I don't know.
They're those fanatical people. I bet you Tiger Woods is out golfing wherever he is.
Well, you can if you're in California or something like that, but I don't know about Ohio.
I don't know. I don't even know where he lives. Is it California?
I don't know. I know one time they had a house down in Miami. I think when she got that in divorce, I think she tore it down and I think she redid it. Built a whole new house. She got a lot of money in the divorce.
Well, I think she should, because I think she was able to show that he had an affair with a lot of women.
Yeah. I don't know how many affairs that he, had, but...
It was a high amount. That's what I remember. It was a high amount.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't look
at that kind of stuff. I look at how they perform. You know what I mean? It's not right for... cheating on your wife, don't get me wrong. I think he kind of learned his lesson, I think.
Well, I'm of the belief that you do have to separate your personal life from your professional life, and that your professional life is something different than your personal life. If something bad happens in your personal life, well, okay, that's fine. But I don't know why that should impact the work you've done over your career.
Well, I think it was a rough divorce, because they have a kid together, I believe, and I'm sure it was pretty rough on them.
Well, I'm sure it was. I'm just saying, I don't think the fact that he had affairs and the fact that he had a divorce and the fact that he was beat up with a golf club, I don't think that should impact the good golfer that he is. I don't think people's private life should play into what they did professionally. I think if they're, maybe doing bad things in their private life, that's bad, but I don't know that it should affect how we... It's kind of like the Pete Rose argument. In Pete Rose's private life, he ended up in jail at one point, I believe for taxes. He was kicked out of baseball because he gambled on his own team, even after he said he didn't gamble on his own team. He did all these things that are not good personally, but I think we still have to remember that he was a great player. So that's his professional life. He was a great player, and he'll never be forgotten as a great player, even though he had these picadillos in his private life that were not good.
Right, I have his autograph, and matter of fact, I got two of them, and I don't think they're going to be worth money because people do take a dig at what he did, and he tried to get into the Hall of Fame, and they kicked him out. So I don't know. I really don't know how that's going to play out in the long run.
Well, apparently the Baseball Hall of Fame believes that personal life does matter, but he broke one of the rules. He did break one of the major rules. I mean, there is a rule in Major League Baseball that you cannot bet on baseball while you're in baseball. And not only did he do that, he bet on his own team, which for a long time he said he did not do.
Right. I don't know.
But that's show business.
Life goes on, I guess.
I don't think anybody hit him with a golf club.
I don't know if he played golf or not. You never know. A lot of these major league players and something, they like to play golf.
No, it wouldn't shock me that he plays golf. I just don't think... I don't know what his personal life is. I just don't think he ever got into one of those picadillos like Tiger Woods did.
Picadillo.
A picadillo. That's what I call those things. That's a picadillo.
Interesting.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a picadillo?
I have not been into a picadillo.
Now, it's easy to slip into a picadillo. Now, what's your feeling after yesterday's program on all of our big three subjects? Number one, koozie versus cozy. Which is it?
I honestly think it's cozy because the cozy... I think a cozy is when you put your beer and stuff in, and then the other one's made by yarn.
So you think it's just a cozy and that koozie is a made-up word?
No, you're not following me. The one that you had yesterday for Jay is called a coach.
Now, see, that's not what people say. That's people say different on that. They say that's a koozie.
That's not what the last caller said. The last caller said the one that you have with the rubber on the inside is called a koozie.
You have to go and back and listen to that.
Yeah, I will. And then the other one is a koozie. So I'm sorry. You're right. The koozie is the one that has the rubber. And then the koozie is the one that's made by yarn.
Right, that's what I thought he said.
Am I right?
Well, that's what I thought the caller said yesterday.
Yeah, that's what it is. So the koozie that starts with a K, because one starts with a K, one starts with a C. How about we just say that? The C word is made by yarn, the K is made by rubber.
No,
there you go!
No, wait, that's backwards, though, isn't it? Isn't the K is made by rubber and the C is made by yarn?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What did I say?
I think you said it the opposite way.
I did?
I think so. We'd have to listen back to it. I don't know. I think that's what you said. I really don't know anymore. All I know is I don't understand why they have two names.
I don't know. I think it's one probably might be I don't know. One might be, I don't know why they did it. I honestly don't.
Anyway, that's one of the big topics. And then, of course, the Dr. Phil topic. What is your end result feeling on that?
What's that?
The Dr. Phil topic.
I mean, 42 with the TDE has all the credentials. He needs all the credentials. His show's been on for a long time, so I would think if he was a fake person doing all this, you wouldn't think he would be on that long.
Well, I just don't think he's on the level. That's all I'm saying. I mean, maybe he is a doctor. Maybe he's got his credentials. I don't know. But I just don't think he would be a doctor that anybody would go to in real life, because I don't think they'd want to be treated like that.
Well, I think he wants to be honest right across the board. But I don't know if some of the show is reality, some of it's not. I don't know. I've never been to his show. So I don't know. I don't know what's real or what's fake, but certainly a lot of people like him.
Well, let's talk about the real fun thing from yesterday's show, which was the big battle of the British accents.
Okay. Well, I think they were both great. But she did a very good job throughout the whole thing.
But there was a little critique from the second caller.
Well, the second caller, in a way, is more of UK talk than London. What I mean by UK is United Kingdom. It was more of a United Kingdom, like when he said Nate. When you say Nate, there's a lot of people say that in United Kingdom.
He said Nate.
I think he said Nate at the end of the show.
Well, see, if he would say Nate, I would think that was more Australian.
Or maybe it was Australia. I don't know. I don't know.
All I'm saying is I think the original accent was very good. I think it was sharp, and I think to stay in that character for the 20 minutes we were on the phone line yesterday was pretty darn good.
Right. Yeah. Yep. It sure was.
So, because that's hard to do. Could you do something like that?
I cannot talk. I can't do British now. I talk to British people on the phone at my job that I do, and I can't do it. And I listen to
them
all day long.
Well, I think that was a highlight of the program yesterday. I think that, and I hope one day that we are able to get her in here and do a whole thing with that, because, like I say, the last time she did that, she did it for 5 hours straight, and I have no doubt in my mind she could do it for 2 hours straight, and that would be kind of fun.
I think it'd be kind of fun if we could get Jack Houston in there at the same time, and they could both talk to each other.
Well, I don't know what happened to Jackie Hearsom. She went off the map a little bit, and she's not been heard from or found in, boy, 4 or 5 years ago now. So, you know, yeah. We miss her, but I don't know where she ever ended up. Maybe she went back to England. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened to her, but she was really, really good.
A fun woman.
Yeah. And now, very nice.
A very, very nice woman, very interesting woman. Now, momentarily, I'm going to tell the pizza story because I never got to it last year. And, well, yeah, I'll tell it here real quick because I can get through this story real quick because I want to hear your rebuttal. Huh?
Yeah, because I'll be going here about 2 minutes.
It's 50 after, so I can get done with this in the next five minutes. It's very quick here. What basically happened was, I think it was in early spring, I was asleep because it was like 1:30 in the morning on a Sunday night, and all of a sudden I hear somebody ring my doorbell, and I think, who in the world would be ringing my doorbell at 1:30 in the morning? So I think it must be an emergency. So I jump up out of bed, I go to the front door, I look out the peephole, and it's a pizza delivery man with a pizza. So I'm thinking, well, maybe they have the wrong address. I don't know what's going on here. So I open up the door, and the pizza man's there, and I say to him, can I help you? And he says, I've got the pizza you ordered. And I say, I did not order a pizza. I was asleep until just a few minutes ago. And he said, well, yes, you did order a pizza. And I said, well, no, I would remember ordering a pizza. I did not order a pizza before I went to bed or while I've been asleep. I've never been known in my sleep to order a pizza. And he said, well, this is your pizza. And I said, well, no, it's not, because I don't want that. I didn't order that. I'm not hungry for a pizza right now. I'm in bed, and you're taking time away from my precious sleep here. And he said, well, and he's very deliberate about this, that this is your pizza. You ordered it. This is the address. And I said, well, what address do you have? Because I thought, well, maybe he got the wrong address. And he said my address, and I thought, well, I'm sorry to tell you, this is not my pizza. And he said, well, it is your pizza. And by that point, I had enough of him. So I just said, I'm sorry. It's not my pizza. I don't want it. And he seemed a little, you know, you could tell he was a little angered by the whole thing. So he gets in his car and he drives away. Okay, that was the story. Now, fast forward about 3 months later, because I think I told you this story the next day after it happened. Fast forward about 3 months later, it must have dawned on you one day, what had actually happened?
What happened?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I was on second shift, and, you know, I was hungry, so I ordered a pizza, and they didn't ask me what the address was. And I was over at your house a while back ago before then, and they had your address saved in there.
Right, so when you ordered the pizza that night and you gave them your phone number, they just attached it to my address because your phone number was attached to my address when you had ordered a pizza there prior to this. So they just showed up at my house with the pizza. So when the pizza didn't show up at your house that night, what did you think was going on?
I called them. And by that point, they were trying to find the driver, so I like to see where they were. And by that point, he was already at your house. Because, you know, you live right down the road from them.
Yeah, a little. Why? I think they're probably closer to you, aren't they?
Probably, yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't. You know, I was wondering why they were so late. And I called them, and they finally got a hold of the driver, and they ended up delivering it, but I don't know how they got it mixed up. They shouldn't. I guess they didn't dawn on me that I had my phone number tied to your address because we ordered a pizza from your house.
Well, the reason I bring this up this morning is this is a little bit of a precautionary thing for people that when you are at somebody's house, because most people order from cell phones now, when you are at somebody's house and you are ordering a pizza for the first time from a place or any time from a place, if you're having it delivered to an address, you need to make sure to tell them the address every time because they're going to have a different address attached to your phone number.
Yeah. Yeah, I found that out.
And then somebody's going to get a doorbell rang at 1:30 in the morning, and some little guy is going to be out there demanding that it's a pizza that's mine that I did not order.
You know, that could have been a good prank, though. I just thought about that.
Well, like I said, the odd thing, I thought, you know, I understand that these pizza delivery people, especially at 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe he got the wrong address. I could understand that, but he was adamant with me that this was my pizza because he had the right address, and he did have the right address, but I just did not order the pizza. I think he maybe should have had just a little bit different etiquette in telling me, because I would say, that's not my pizza, I didn't order it, and he said, well, yes, you did order it, this is your pizza.
Oh, man, that's funny.
So I don't know. But that's
the funny stuff right there.
That's the pizza story.
I mean, I don't care what anybody says, but that's some funny stuff.
I think that's a funny story. Well, I think we've covered it all again today. Apparently there are koozies and cozies, and the British accent was very good, and the pizza story has been covered. So a little word to the wise, always give them your phone number when you're ordering a pizza because you don't know where your phone number's tied. And what was the other thing we talked about? Oh, Dr. Phil. Well, I think we still think he's crazy, but, you know, he may have medical records, so I guess that's the way it goes.
That's right. All right. Well, I hope you have a good day then.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, 56 minutes past the hour. A very interesting morning. Do you have anything to say about all that? Because when we're on the line with somebody else, the phone line rings busy. So if it was ringing busy, give me a call. 56 and a half minutes past the hour. We still have some time left here before the top of the hour, but that's the pizza story. And kind of like last week when we were talking about 2020, and this merits being said again, that when you are signing any legal document or you're signing any check this year, do not put, like today's date, 1-7-20. Don't write that on a check. Write 1-7-2020, because somebody could change the date on that, because if all there is a 20 there, they could put a 1-9 on the end, a 1-8, a 1-7, whatever. So you gotta be careful of that sort of thing. You gotta watch out, and you gotta be a little proactive. Just like in the pizza business, if you're ordering a pizza and all you're giving them is your phone number, make sure that your address is the one tied to the phone number that you're using. So there you go. That's the pizza story. We got that out of the way. 740-383-9944. We're talking koozie versus cozy again. We're talking the legitimacy of Dr. Phil. We're talking about, have you ever had a weird situation like that happen with a pizza when you ordered it for delivery? I think most people get their pizzas by delivery, I would say. I can't mark that down, but why not? Go ahead, caller.
I'll tell you one person who's thankful for Dr. Phil Scott.
Who's that?
That Catch Me Outside girl.
Oh, you know, tell that story, because that's funny. Do most people remember that? I remember that.
Well, enough people remembered her to where she's worth $4 million.
She's worth $4 million?
Mm-hmm. What? She had her, I guess you'd call it stage name or something. She's Bad Baby. Is what she goes by now. Bad Baby.
Well, no, what exactly what? I never saw the episode, but it all came out.
It was just a bunch of ridiculousness. She was just this unruly teenager, and her mom called in for Dr. Phil to help them sort out their problems. And she coined the catchphrase. The audience was after her because of how she talked to her mother and everything. And she's basically saying she'd be willing to go outside and knuckle up with anybody who had a problem with her. So she said, catch me outside, how about that? And then that just, well, you know, everybody was saying, and it went viral, and it was a thing, and she just took her. But I do give her credit because she took her 15 minutes of fame, and she has managed to stay relevant. Like, she has makeup deals, like, where she has her own line of makeup. She has, like, she's been rapping, and she has collaborated with some big name brand rappers.
Well,
and
so apparently,
most recently, she just got Adrian Broner in trouble because he tried to. He's a boxer, professional boxer. He's 30. He tried to DM her, and but he got in trouble. And,
oh man! Well, see, was Dr. Phil able to help her one bit? Was Dr. Phil able to help the mother?
Listen, if I became a millionaire four times because I went on your show, I think you helped me. All right.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right. Well, see, once again there, we learned that Dr. Phil, now maybe he can help you become a millionaire, but mental problems, probably not. We've got a whole nother hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these very important news, weather, messages. So 15 minutes, 10 minutes, we'll be back somewhere in that area.
Certain restaurant. What was your experience with that?
Well, you know, when you bone and braise up, in this violence, it didn't, you didn't know any better. You didn't, you would pass Oscar Brown and it say white. Then you